Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Actually, today, it's what I like to call the Reardon-less Roundtable. Brad Young sitting in for Mark Reardon. Glad you're with us this afternoon on 97.1 FM Talk. I want to throw this topic out because I want to alternate between some local topics and international topics. But it's been the buzz in military circles here the last couple of days that the intelligence agencies are warning that an attack by Iran on Israel is imminent. And Dennis, I want to start with you, but from the perspective of not just how should the United States respond if and when such an attack occurs, but how does this impact the not the economy, how does this impact the election, rather, that's just right around the corner?
Well, I think that, you know, the way I see it, this isn't a surprise. Iran is, Iran has threatened for years to destroy Israel. So I don't think this imminent threat should be a surprise to anyone. But, you know, I think it does have an impact on the election in that people are going to be looking at who's the stronger leader between the two major party candidates and who's more likely, if we are drug into a conflict in the Middle East, who's more likely to lead us to victory in that event. And that's a legitimate question to ask.
John, typically in years past, there's been this dimension that, generally speaking, Republicans are more aggressive from a national security standpoint, and Democrats are stronger when it comes to domestic policy. Yet this has been thrown on its ear since MAGA, the rise of MAGA, because now you have a lot of Republicans who don't want to support whether
America
it's Ukraine,
first, yeah.
You have the America First movement. They don't want to support Ukraine or other countries abroad. And you've got a lot of Democrats who are stepping into the gap. So from number one, again, how should the United States respond if we do, in fact, see an Iranian attack on Israel? But how does that impact the election now that we have this flip, this jujitsu-like flip in many ways when it comes to national security?
Well, I think we all can agree we're living in very, very different times. You know, like you said, reality is this, you know, if they end up attacking Israel, that's a major problem. Our president has a lot of things that he has to deal with, a lot of domestic things, and we have a lot of international challenges that are going on as well. But as it relates to what's happening and what's the norm, you know, I think it's interesting. I think you're seeing a lot of traditional folks as we focus into the election who are serious about saying, you know what, America needs to continue to be loyal to its allies, obviously have good, humane politics to that. But I think it's very concerning. And my hope is that there will be peace. I think the last thing we need is another international conflict that places America at risk as it relates to our national security.
Absolutely. Jeff, I want to twist it just a little bit on the topic, because after the Hamas attack on Israel on October 7, the United States responded overwhelmingly and positively in favor of supporting Israel. once the reality crept in with regard to the Palestinians and the members of the Democrat Party that support Hamas or support the Palestinians, I won't say Hamas,
I was just about to interrupt you on that.
Right, I heard what I said. They support the Palestinians, and you've seen President Biden consistently move back from his unilateral support of Israel. But doesn't this, and God forbid we don't want any sort of a crisis to happen, I'm not suggesting that I do, but in the event something happened and President Biden gets to step in and assist Israel, there could actually be a positive outcome from an electoral standpoint to demonstrate that Biden is, in fact, supporting Israel, mm-hmm. as opposed to what many of his critics have said, including myself, recently, that he's been a little bit too pro-Palestinian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, look, there are certainly components of the Democratic Party that are sympathetic to Palestinian nationalist aspirations, especially among younger Democrats. Mm-hmm. But there aren't a lot of people of any party or any stripe in America that are sympathetic to Iran. So insofar as this conflict and the dimensions thereof become more Iran versus Israel and less Israel versus the Palestinians, I think that's probably an electoral, you know, you hate to talk about military conflicts where people die with respect to electoral implications.
Right. We want to make sure disclaimer's out there. Yeah. No one's suggesting we want conflict.
Yeah.
But how does it impact the election? That's what I want to get at.
Certainly insofar as the dynamics of it shift to a more Iran versus Israel, that's probably a positive for the president because you might see something more of a rally around the flag effect that we've historically had in American politics. Now, keep in mind, that rally around the flag effect that you had in previous conflicts, like after 9/11, when George W. Bush had, I think, a 90% approval rating, mm-hmm. that seems unheard of in today's hyper-polarized political climate,
right.
where, you know, you got a big segment of the Republican Party, I hate to say it, but saying pro-Putin stuff and saying pro-Russia stuff. You even saw it at CPAC this year, and that was really sad, I think, for the country. And similarly, you know, on the far left, you have some people that, you know, have said awful things about Israel, you know, which is unfortunate. But I think what's important insofar as is if this becomes Iran versus Israel is that there is no faction in American domestic politics that could be pro-Iran. And I think that will be a positive for mm-hmm. President Biden in this critical election season.
Yeah, I agree.
I tend to agree with that. The only caveat to that is I'm probably the only one here old enough to remember 1967 when Lyndon Johnson, because the Vietnam War was going so poorly, announced that he wasn't running for re-election. And I think if it turns out poorly, then I think it may have the opposite effect.
Yeah, I agree. Like, quagmires are never good for sitting presidents, right?
No.
And America tends to, like, unite quickly, but then the longer a war goes on, often the less popular it becomes.
We need another Desert Storm where we go in 3 days later, we win.
We wish they were like that. Wish they were all like the movies, but it rarely happens that way.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores!
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.